Good evening and welcome to The Audiophile. My name is Ian J. Cole. We are a music and arts radio show focused on the local arts in East and North Yorkshire. On tonight's show, we have a review of the recent Beverley Folk Festival, some music by a band who recently played at Pocklington Arts Centre, which is the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. We've new material from York's very own Vespa Walk, and some tracks from a self-penned album which will be out on the 8th of July, which is the Clifton Hotel Bristol 2 album for strings and Moog synthesizer. And without further ado, here is a track to get us on the road. This is Southside Johnny and the Asbury Dukes with This Time It's For Real. Outside Johnny and the Asbury Dukes there with This Time It's For Real. His leads anarchic folk punk band Chumbawamba with Enough Is Enough, which is pretty poignant considering all the things that have been happening across the UK and Europe in the last few days.
wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
The fascist man a gunshot.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
In old Vienna, under heavy manners. What's going on?
What the hell is going on?
We all stood waiting,
waiting
for the tide to turn. A history lesson that we forgot to learn. Smooth the words,
smooth the words.
Nice and soon,
nice and soon.
Don't be fooled,
they're still wearing jack boots.
The words get tired when you hear them every day. But they never went away.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
We got bored and tired, it wasn't hip anymore. They were playing our tune,
but it was clearing the dance floor.
How many of us does it take to change a light bulb?
Answer!
It's easier to stay in the dark, so here we go again.
Same idea,
different song. Where have all the anti-fascists gone? The words get tired when you hear them every day. The Nazis changed, but they never went away.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes.
Welcome to the Audiophile.
Chumbawamba there with Enough is Enough. Right, let's get on to my review of the Beverley Folk Festival. I've never been to Beverley Folk Festival before, and I could only go on the Sunday, so I bought a day ticket. Arrived at the ground just after 1 o'clock, and the first band that I saw in the big top tent were the Churchfitters, who I thought were really, really good. And in fact, here's a couple of tracks from them. They played a few times on the festival over the weekend, but here is War Has No Consequence.
Please, the biggest welcome of the day, please, for the Churchfitters.
Mine has been poisoned by 100 million thousand different thoughts of war, exploding just like bullets. War has no conscience. What's the use of talking with the vigilantes walking on the thoughts of war that ricochet like bullets? Tonight, well, the sun is out of sight, and thoughts of war bubble red like bullets. War has no conscience. There's a shepherd in the sky, though the morning light is nigh, and thoughts of war ricochet. It's a killer on the loose. It's a ball and it's a noose around the thoughts of war that ricochet like bullets. War has no conscience. Rockets don't discriminate. Time bombs don't procrastinate. Thoughts of war reverberate like bullets.
Thank you.
That was the Church Fitters there, who played a lunchtime and an evening set at the Sunday of Beverley Folk Festival. I could only stay for a couple of songs because I really wanted to get across to see the Dobervilles, who had been recommended to me by my good friend Nick Hall. And here's a couple of tracks by them. And this is I Don't Know Where and I Don't Know Why and I Don't Know How.
You're listening to The Audiophile.
Thank you. seem to know a thing. In the silence after midnight, many voices making noises far too late.
That's the wonderful Dobervilles there with The Silence After Midnight. And before that, their track, I Don't Know Where, I Don't Know Why, and I Don't Know How. After seeing the Dobervilles, I dashed over into one of the rooms inside the Beverly Racecourse complex to see Kate Fox, who is a poet, along with York duo Union Jill. I'm not hugely fond of poets and poetry, but Kate Fox was brilliantly funny and fitted in really, really well with the music of Union Jill. And here's a piece from Kate Fox, not from Beverly, but from a few years ago, segued into a couple of tracks by Union Jill, and then I'll put another piece of Kate Fox at the end of that.
Will you please welcome Kate Fox? Thank you.
Hiya. That was sort of a relief, because when they said that Mark Knopfler was going to be pulled off before I got on stage, I wondered what sort of show I'd got myself into, really. You'll notice as we go along that I've got quite a distinctive voice. I would just like to say I think it's cruel that the word lisp has got an S in it. In a similar way to how it's cruel that the word dyslexia is difficult to spell. It's brilliant to be here among all these Northeast superstars. I'm actually originally from Bradford, whose only famous people ever have been Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper, and Gareth Gates. Both of whom are notorious for their very long sentences. And I always feel really safe in Newcastle, and I know that there's never going to be a suicide bomber from Newcastle, because it's an essential requirement of the job that you're willing to keep your coat on outside. It's never going to happen, is it? We're safe. Phew! I'm sometimes a bit surprised that I became a poet, because I used to think that poets were posh and dead, and I am neither. But I'll do a few of my verses. This one's inspired by, you know, the kids' nursery rhyme, There Was a Man Called Michael Finnegan? Well, I thought, how could no one have ever updated this to be about Judy Finnegan? Don't worry, I took on the challenge for you. Okay. There was a woman called Judy Finnegan. Her boobs fell out, then got popped in again. She's getting on, might never be thin again. Poor old Judy Finnegan, begin again. There was a hobby for Judy Finnegan. After the Tesco's fiasco, he'll never sin again. And she sometimes wakes thinking, oh no, not him again. Poor old Judy Finnegan, begin again. There was a show for Judy Finnegan. Ratings were falling, the show in a spin again. Her hands still shaking. Was she on the gin again? Poor old Judy Finnegan, begin again. Stop. Thank you. So a bit more about me. I'm 34. I live in North Shields, so that makes me old enough to be a great-grandmother. But I've decided that I don't want children at all, really. So I was quite excited to see recently that you can now transplant whole wombs. So mine is for sale, so I thought, right, cash in. Advertise it on eBay, maybe. So the advert I came up with, womb with a view. warm, cosy, welcoming entrance. No rear access. Well-trimmed topiary, authentic period features. And I thought I'd attract the Londoners by pointing out how it's near not one but two tubes.
We should applaud that, really. Thank you.
Another poem, this is quite a long title, but a short poem. The title is Notes on the Equivalence of Existential Questioning and a Geordie Exclamation. And this is the poem. Why I?
Existentialism on a Sunday night.
I am currently on a diet at the moment, as most of the time. So I've been very excited to discover, I'll share this with you, that is, if you eat celery, right, it takes more calories to consume than it actually contains. So that is negative calories. So I thought, that's brilliant. And then my boyfriend pointed out there is actually another substance that takes more calories to consume than it actually contains. I could see some of you were ahead of me here in the City Hall. He's had a real spurt of interest in my dietary habits ever since. In fact, if I spit now instead of swallow, he worries I'm becoming bulimic. Gives a whole new meaning to a slim, fast shake, I can tell you.
If you're travelling through, keep your eyes on the ground. Watch what you say and do. You're in God's country now, though I'm bold and alone. Though
to hop.
lovely gig to do. Thank you. I will just conclude with this poem, which is a kind of true story of how, basically, every bloke that I have ever gone out with seems to have only gone out with tiny girls before they go out with me. And I don't know why they suddenly then go to someone who's kind of, you know, average to slightly larger than average size. And it made me annoyed. And, you know, I found when I looked through their old letters, photos, diaries, etc., it was just annoying. Perfectly normal behaviour, surely, City Hall. So I'll dedicate this to any women in the audience who are under 5'2". I won't ask you to wave or shout or anything. You don't want to be using valuable energy there. No. So, small girlfriends. He treads on them by accident. They slip behind the settee. They can't see out of car windows and they're lost in a crowd of three. They're his small girlfriends, compact and neat. But I'm 5'7" with size 8 feet. Head to rescue one from Toys R Us when she nearly fetched 10 quid. Mistaken for a Barbie doll or a life-size Cabbage Patch Kid. They're his small girlfriend, tiny and complete, but I'm 5'7" with size 8 feet. He heard a scrabbling and a scratching, persistent little squeaks, not a mouse behind the cooker, someone he hadn't seen for weeks. It was his small girlfriend, delicate and sweet, while I'm 5'7" with size 8 feet. He can pop them in his pocket and carry them round all day. If he takes one to a theme park, he doesn't have to pay. They're his small girlfriends, economical to treat, while I'm 5'7" with size 8 feet. They make him look so masculine. They make him feel so strong. And next to their tiny tootsies, his willy looks really long. They're his small girlfriends, difficult to beat when you're 5'7" with size 8 feet. Thank you very much. I'll just leave you with the thought that, as I'm sure you know, most performers are very different off stage than they are on stage. And I suppose I'm quite like this, but not completely. And it's for the best, isn't it? Like, imagine, for example, if the bloke who announces the balls on the National Lottery programme spoke like that at home. That's the milk coming out of the fridge, followed by the cornflakes. Surprise appearance there by the Tabasco sauce. Or even worse, if he spoke like that in bed with his wife. That's my balls emerging from my trousers for only the second time this year. Looks like it's going to be a rollover night tonight. I'll leave you on that thought. You've been lovely. Thank you very much. Good night.
That's a very funny Kate Fox there. And before that, we had two tracks from Uni Jill, and they performed together in the attraction rooms at Beverley Folk Festival. The two tracks by Uni Jill was, first of all, we had Witch Hunt, followed by Home Again. We'll try and slip another track in by them later on if I get the chance. After watching the Kate Fox and Uni Jill show, the time was about 4:30, and there was nothing else on my list of bands to see, so I popped along and caught the last half of the Wild Ponies set on the main stage. I didn't know much about them, but I thought they were very good, but I wasn't blown away by them. Anyway, here's their track, Trigger.
Well, I swear the gun went off before I even pulled the trigger. Blood was on his face and hands, and then I saw him stagger. He took two steps to the right, and then he went down on his knees, and I was looking at his eyes. He was looking right past me. Old time shall not be forgotten. And there's no tree that won't fall someday. picture hanging right there on the wall. It was a picture of the two of us in front of Ruby Falls. He took me there in 93, though we didn't want to go. I was afraid of being underground, down in deep, dark, cold. Old time shall not be forgot. There's no tree that won't fall someday. He stared at that picture till he didn't blink. Spilled on the tile that he laid 9 years before. And the blood that pulled around him may not wash away my sin, but I'm damned if he's ever gonna touch my girl again.
That's the Wild Ponies there with Trigger. And once they'd finished their set at 5:30 on the Sunday at Beverley Folk Festival, there was a break and all the stages closed down until 7:30. It was round about that sort of time that the heavens opened up and it became a bit of a quagmire, really. But it did give everybody a chance to sort of try and find some shelter and get some food. And then a queue started for the main stage, which was where the Church Fitters were playing again. And along with the Acoustic Strobes and Steel Ice Band. I'd really gone to Beverley to see Mary Hell, who were headlining the Big Top. So I decided to stay at the Big Top for the whole evening. And before we get into who was performing on the Big Top, here's another couple of tracks from the Church Fitters.
Webby way, leave. time is coming, the time is coming.
The time is coming.
The time is coming, the time is coming. The time is coming.
The time is coming.
The time is coming. The time is coming. The time is coming.
The time is coming.
The time is coming. The time is coming. The time is here. What's going on down on the fire? They say can't do any higher. There is no reason for the liar. But we know better. Yeah, we know better. Yeah, we know better.
And that's We Know Better by the Church Fitters, who opened up the main stage on the evening session of Beverley Folk Festival. The first act up in the big top on the evening session was an Appalachian dance troupe called the Buffalo Gals Stampede. In the programme it said that it was a foot stomping party band type atmosphere. I have to say I didn't really feel that. I enjoyed about the first 20 minutes of it. It was slightly left field and a bit weird. But then after that I got a little bit bored by the whole thing. Maybe it's just not my thing. Anyway, you can make your own mind up for that. Here is the unactual recording from Beverley Folk Festival 2016. And this is the Buffalo Girls Stampede.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Audiophile.
That was a track by Roisin Ban, who were a Yorkshire Celtic folk band, and they played second on the evening set of at Beverley Folk Festival. My thoughts were that they were an excellent group of musicians, but it wasn't really my thing. It's a little bit too traditionally folk for me. The next band who were the main support for the evening slot were a band from Hull called Celtic Arabia, who I have to say I was absolutely blown away with. They were one of the best bands that I saw at the festival. And here's a track by them.
Thank you.
Celtic Arabia there from Hull, from the Beverley Folk Festival, Big Top. And now to the headliners for that evening, which was Mary Hell, who, if you've listened to the audio file before, you'll know that I'm a huge fan. The band's over from Lancashire. And here is three songs from them, starting with Drunken Serenade.
See you on the other side. to your heartbeat, and you're feeling at home. When you stand on your own feet, and I saw the morning in your smile come over the border.
It's the Audiophile Show.
Three tracks there by the headliners from Sunday Night's Beverly Folk Festival 2016. First track was Drunken Serenade, followed by Over the Border, And the third track was One More Day. Here's something a little different.
Thank you. lights from the sky. Better get some flapjacks from the sky.
That's the very brilliant Slambovian Circus of Dreams there, who recently played a fantastic gig at the Pocklington Art Centre, which I turned up just on spec, really, not knowing anything about the band, but was completely blown away with by them. So much so that I bought their double CD, which has got the wonderful title Flapjacks from the Sky. In fact, I think we'll play another track by it. This is called Rockets, and this is them sounding like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Going up like a rocket, Valentine's in my pocket. Sound.
That's Rocket there from the wonderfully titled Slumbovian Circus of Dreams, who recently played at Pocklington Art Centre. Next up, we've got a chap called Scott Dean, who is not local to Yorkshire. He's based in London, but he's working with a Leeds PR company, and this is his latest single, which is Lucky Seven. Got Dean there with his single Lucky Seven, and this is Pocklington's singer-songwriter Iona.
What is wrong with this world and society, putting me in this cycle undeniably? They say go to school, get good grades, but what is there to live for? Where's the air to breathe? Yeah. But I don't think you've ever figured it out. I know I haven't figured out how we keep your love and your hatred balanced at will. Power, power, power. You give it to the little boys, you fill their heads with visions.
give them their little toys. Toys, toys. But I don't want to play with you. What is wrong with this world and society? Putting me in this cycle undeniably. They say go to school, get good grades, but what is there to live for? Where's the air to breathe? I couldn't be more wrong when I thought that age grew along with wisdom. Cause I still didn't have a clue what I'm supposed to do with this life. All I know is that I need to breathe and scream my words to you. Speak your mind, but not too loud. Mind you, you're driving me crazy, crazy. Love, crazy, stupid love. With this world, it's so mad yet beautiful. You tell those girls you are beautiful, but stay small. Don't stretch your mind. Don't make people think that you're aiming to strive. Just stay small. What is wrong? This world and society, putting me in this cycle undeniably. They say go to school, get good grades, but what is there to live for? Where's the air to breathe? Suffocating me. Where's the air to breathe?
That's a demo by Iona there with her song Suffocating. And now this is Swedish rockers Spencer, who have just released a new single on Ambulance Records. This was released on the 17th of June, and this is Hidden from the Sun.
running through a crime scene.
I can imagine it's collected somewhere deep inside you, hidden from the sun. I can imagine it's collected somewhere deep inside you, hidden from the sun.
That Swedish band Spencer there with their latest single, Hidden from the Sun. The fantastic film Sing Street came to Pocklington last month. I hope you got to see it. I reviewed it in last month's audiophile show. And anyway, here's the main single from it. This is Drive It Like You Stole It.
Stand. you want to be in a video? It's from my band?
No.
From Kurt Cobain through to Jack White, I screamed your name out every night. I tried to call you yesterday. It's about time I told you straight. I've been growing.
Bands to come out of Scotland there. That's the Needles with Diane. Before that, we had the main song from Sing Street, which is Drive It Like You Stole It. And we're down to the last track of the evening. This is a track off my new album, which is coming out on the 8th of July and can be downloaded from Sinners Music Publishing, which is the Clifton Hotel Bristol 2 album. It's the second part of a trilogy based around a field recording that I did a few years ago in Bristol. And this is the final movement. Thanks very much for listening to tonight's show. I hope you enjoy the music that's been played. This show will be played every Wednesday on West Wales Radio throughout July. And I'll see you for the August show, where I'll be visiting Edinburgh Festival. Thanks very much and good night.